bless you. You're about to listen to the voice of the eagle with Prophet Samuel Addison. Prophet Samuel Addison is an anointed servant by the will of God and is graced to operate in the fivefold ministry. As you listen to this tape, be ready to be caught up into unlimited levels of the Spirit and soar unto greater heights. Enjoy the message.
May the Lord do for you what you can do for yourself. If you believe that, say amen. All right, let's fly tonight. Bring out your Bible, everybody. Bring out your Bible, everybody. Thank you, Jesus. Bring out your Bible, everybody. Now, repeat after me. I need you to make this emphasis. And by this time, you should know how I preach in this place. And my emphasis is usually the Word of God and its dimensions by all revelation. So bring out your Bible. Say, this is my Bible.
This is my Bible.
I need you to talk back to me, please. I hope I have a keyboardist there. Thank you for being here tonight. I hope the drummer understands me. Thank you for coming tonight. Say, this is my Bible.
This is my Bible.
I believe it's the Word of God.
I believe it's the Word of God.
I am who it says I am.
I am who it says I am.
I can do what it says I can.
I can do what it says I can.
I must have what it says
I
will.
So
bless me, O God.
So bless me, O God.
If you believe that, say amen.
Amen.
Permit me to read the book of 2 Kings, chapter number 6. I'll be reading from verse number 23. That verse, 2 Kings, chapter 6, I beg your pardon. From verse 25 to verse number 27, and then we come back to chapter number 7, just to give you an understanding of the foundation I need to read here tonight. Somebody say amen. Please, if you read with me, you have a better understanding of the revelations I will share tonight. Let's go together like a mass choir. One to go, everybody. And there was a great famine in Samaria. I can hear you. Let's go again. One to go, everybody. And there was a great famine in Samaria. And behold, they besieged it until an axe head was sold for 4 pieces of silver and the 4th part of a cub of a dove dung for 5 pieces of silver. The next verse, quickly, everybody, let's be quick. And as the king of Israel was passing by upon the walls, there cried a woman unto him, saying, "Help, my lord, O king, help." And he said, can we look at this? Let me hear your voice now. One to go, everybody. And he said, "If the Lord does not help thee, whence shall I help thee? Out of the barn floor or out of the wine press?" Somebody say amen. For the sake of time, let's leave that and go to chapter 7. Just go to the next chapter, chapter number 7, and I read from verse number 1. In the midst of all that scarcity and all that penury and all that lack, hear the things Elisha said. Let's read together. 1, 2, go, everybody. Then Elisha said, "Hear ye the word of the Lord. Thus saith the Lord, tomorrow, about this time." Are you here with me? I want to hear you like a mass choir. Let's start from the beginning because this is the cross of my preaching here tonight. Want to go, everybody? Then Elisha said, "Hear ye the word of the Lord. Thus says the Lord, tomorrow, about this time, shall a measure of fine flour be sold for the shekel, and 2 measures of barley for a shekel in the gate of Samaria." Next verse. I'm enjoying this reading, child of God. Then a lord on whose hands the king leaned answered the man of God. Please underline the word "answered the man of God." And said, "Behold, if the Lord will make windows in heaven, might these things be?" And he said, "Behold, thou shalt see it with thy eyes, but thou shalt not eat of it thereof." Maybe we should go a little further. Let me just show you what really happened there. And there were 4 lepers, men at the entrance of the gate. And they said one to another, "Why do we sit here until we die?" The next verse, "If we say we will enter into the city, then the famine is in the city, and we shall die there. And if we sit here, we shall die also. Now therefore come, let us fall into the host of the Syrians. If they save us alive, we shall live, and if they kill us, we shall die." But how many of you know that they never died? Are you aware? They never died. Let us pray. Spirit of the living God, I ask that you grant me the tongue of the wise and the lips of the prudent, that I may declare the immutability of your counsel. In these few minutes, I ask by your word, renew our mind, quicken our spirit, and transform our bodies. I take authority over wandering minds and contrary spirit. I bring to the captivity of your word. Thank you for power that's available tonight. In Jesus' precious name, I pray. And everybody say amen. Permit me to continue on the series, Perception for Your Season. Say it again. Perception for your season. Please say it again. Perception for your season. Please say it for the last time. Perception for your season. One of the things I've discovered as a child of God, if you are not careful, you will go to heaven and never experience anything that has been promised you as a child of God in this world and in this blue planet. Not because God lied and not because God failed, but because of your inability to understand how season, how time and how days and how moments are created. And until you understand that, everything God promised you, you will never see. And it's as serious as that. And that is the essence of tonight's teaching, because you see, many of you celebrate the promises of God. Many of you celebrate the prophecies of God. Many of you celebrate the word of God. But there is no reflection of what you celebrate in your daily activity. God promised you health, but you are sick. God promised you prosperity, but you are poor. God promised you deliverance, but you are oppressed. God promised you protection, but you are vulnerable. God promised you will be the head, but you are no near the head. Why? Not because God lied, and not because God is not able, but because you as a believer of God don't understand how seasons are created. You don't understand how moments are created. And until you have an understanding of how seasons and moments are created, you will never have your moment. If you don't have an idea and understanding of how times are created, it will never be your time. If you don't have an idea of how your season are created, ladies and gentlemen, you will be like Lazarus, who ultimately will get to heaven. But on this earth, you will never have a day with prosperity. On this earth, you will never have a day of health. On this earth, you will never have a day of divine intervention. And that were the things that Lazarus lacked. Are you aware that Lazarus was so sick until the sickness were developing pores for dogs to lick? Are you aware that Lazarus was so poor that he was perpetually dependent on a rich man's crumbs that falls from the table? Are you aware, in case you are not aware, that Lazarus had no divine intervention all his life? Not because angels were not on assignment, not because God was incapacitated, not because God's ears were deafened, not because God's hands were crippled, but Lazarus never saw help for as long as he was on the earth. But I was shocked that as he died, he had an express road to heaven. How can a man be sure of eternity and die without opportunity? Why is a man sure of eternity and die without prosperity? So you mean you can go to heaven? If you had that heavenly status, why didn't it translate to physical inheritance? And I was beginning to think that Christianity is synonymous to poverty until we realized that where Lazarus went to was the bosom of Abraham, a rich man, a blessed man, a prosperous man. So actually, spirituality is not synonymous to poverty. Otherwise, Lazarus, a poor Lazarus, will not find himself in heaven with a rich Abraham. Ladies and gentlemen, can I say this to you? I know you will go to heaven, that is certain. But if you don't understand how seasons are created, if you don't understand how times are created, if you don't understand how moments are created, you will pass through this life in pain, in disappointment, in frustration, as if God has abandoned you. And that is the essence of my preaching tonight. I prophesy to somebody that you are here tonight. May it be that you are the one God has sent me to. The days you have waited for, the season you have waited for, the moment you have waited for, after tonight, they shall be created. I don't like your amen. They shall be created. I don't like your amen. They shall be created. If you are the one I'm talking about, let me hear that amen like a thunder. It is perception, therefore, that creates season. Let me establish this in case you're not aware. I began to read my Bible in the book of Genesis, chapter number 15, verse number 13. God made a very profound statement. Please look up here, don't be distracted, because while you think I'm starting, I may actually be finishing. God made a profound statement to Abraham. He said, "Thy seed shall be in captivity for 400 years. God was precise about the years. But when you check your Bible in the book of Exodus, chapter 3, thereabout, verse number 21, you will discover that the days of their captivity was 430 years. I hope I get the scripture right. 430 years. Then you begin to ask yourself, God said 400, and then they spent 430 years. So actually, what that tells you is that timing is not God that creates it. Timing and season is not God that creates it. It is your understanding that creates timing. It's your perception that creates season. It is your perception that creates your day. It's your perception that creates your moment. Now, when you begin to read the Bible, stay with me. I'm beginning to get excited about preaching tonight, but I really want to teach a little. 2 Kings chapter number 4 from verse number 5. The Bible spoke about a Shunammite woman. And ladies and gentlemen, that woman was very spiritual. And in her spirituality, she believed the word of God. She was married. She was hoping. She was believing. And there was no child. She was hoping. She was believing. And there was no child. She was hoping. And she was believing. She had no child. Not because God lied when he said, "None shall be barren among you, and none shall cast your young." God didn't lie. But you see, the Bible said Elisha was passing in one of the days, and she perceived and said to her husband, "I have seen a man, is not ordinary. I have seen a man, is not common. This man I perceive is a man of God, sir." That perception brought a moment. That perception brought a season. That perception brought her timing. By the virtue of the perception, she created honor for Elisha. And when Elisha entered the house, he said, "Madam, I have not heard the cry of a baby here." You know what she said? "I am a woman of God. I have believed God for a child. It never came." Let's close the chapter. I don't want to bother myself about what I have not seen. I just want to serve God. She didn't know that by perceiving the man, it was her time she created. When perception is not in place, it will never be your time, no matter the word you are holding on to. In case you are not aware, that woman was a spiritual woman. And if she is truly spiritual, she must understood the word that says, you know, "None shall be barren." Probably that was what she held on to until she became very old and the husband became very feeble and they had no child. Yet she just closed the chapter and decided to serve God. But when the day she perceived the man, it was not the man she perceived. The perception created her season. The perception created her moment. And ladies and gentlemen, Elijah said to her, watch this, sir. Elijah said to her, "By this time next year," season and timing are created by your perception of the man. Somebody say here. Season and timing are created by your perception of the man. Because you see, it has to be by your perception of the man. If all you know is God, if all you believe is God, if all you give to is God, and there is no strategic perception of the man of God, sir, you will never have a time, a season, and a moment. Why? Please hold on the keyboard. Know when to touch it. You will never have your season. You will never have your time. You will never have your moment. You know why? God lives in eternity. God lives in eternity. He has no time. He has no date. He has no moment. In eternity, there is no Monday. In eternity, there is no Saturday. God lives in an endless brightness. And to God, a day is like 1,000 years. And 1,000 years is like a day. So when you are telling God, bless me now. Lord, bless me now. He doesn't understand now. Because in his realm, there is no now. In his realm is I am. Every day is a day. Can I talk to somebody here? So it is a man that understands now. It is a man that understands date. It is a man that understands month. It is a man that understands season. Ladies and gentlemen, can I surprise you? If you are telling God, Lord, bless me with a husband. I am getting old. Lord, I'm getting to 80. 80? 80 is a small girl before eternity. You are talking that you are 80 before God. Somebody lived 900 years. Then you are saying, Lord, I am. He doesn't understand that. It is me and Prophet Addison that understands that in our realm, if you don't marry at 50, it may be late. It is me and him that understands that if you don't prosper before 70, the money will be useless in your hands. It is me and him that understand timing. It's me and him that understand day. So God does not pronounce time. It's a man that pronounces time. It's a man that pronounces season. It's a man that pronounces moment. So Elijah looked at the woman. He said, madam, because of your perception and your honor, by this time next year. Ladies and gentlemen, she was so spiritual. And then she wanted to shut the man down. She said, man of God, don't lie to me. I have been following God. It never happened. Not because I honored you. You want to shift my expectation to a time. I'm going to leave the time. Don't lie. She didn't know it was not a lie. God may not mention the time. When we do, it is honored. Am I talking to somebody here? God may not mention the moment, but when we do, it is honored. Because it is our realm. It is our sphere. It is our world. So I understand January. I understand February. But God does not understand that. Am I talking to somebody here? That was why when Mary and Martha was trying to make him feel that he was late. If you have come early, our brother won't have died. He said, what are you talking about? With me, there is no early, there is no late. I am. I am the resurrection. I am the life. Anytime I show up, I show up. Can I talk to somebody here? But ladies and gentlemen, your perception of the man, not God, is what creates your time. God was promising Abraham. He said, I will bless you. I will make you fathers of nations. I will make you so great and prosperous. Your children shall be all over the world. They shall be great like the sand by the seashore. They shall be great like the stars of the heaven. The man waited and waited and waited and waited until he pregnanted his househelp. He was waiting. It never happened. You know why? God said it and there was no man to perceive. No man for Abraham to perceive. And as long as there was no man, there can't be time. It's men that determine time. So God saw, as of the time of Abraham, there was no prophet Addison. There was no Apostle Paul Odola. And then God himself decided to come down. God the Father, God the Son, God the Holy Ghost. They decided to come down and pretended to be passing for Abraham to perceive them. Ladies and gentlemen, many of you have missed your moment because you don't have perception. They didn't tell Abraham they were coming. And even when they came, they didn't pretend as if they were coming to him. They pretended to be passing. It took the perception of Abraham to look beyond the normal and say, these men are not ordinary. They appear to have something about them. And Abraham perceived that they were angels. They were God in human form. And then he ran to them. Perception allows you to create honor without being compelled. I I'm gonna talk to somebody here. Hello, are you here? Hello, are you here? Perception allows you to create honor without being compelled. Abraham ran to them. He said, please, can I wash your legs? Please, can you come to my house? I will get my wife to cook for you. Please, can you take my milk? I want to see. Anytime honor is lacking, perception is not in place. Come to my house. Abraham was, he washed their feet. Check your Bible. He washed their feet. He got Sarah to cook for them. These men are not normal men. Sarah, I have been seeing people. These men, there is something about them. Please, let's prepare something good. And the wife was done. And Abraham brought the meat and brought the milk. When they ate, sir, God does not eat food. But when he comes as a man, if he does not eat, you won't eat. All this, nobody will eat my money. Nobody will collect my money. You will die poor. If God shows up in a man, he must eat your meat. He must drink your milk. You must. Because there is no honor without substance. There is none. So Abraham prepared it. And ladies and gentlemen, God, guess this. Go back and read your Bible. I don't have all the time. And when they ate and drank, one of them stood up and said, Abraham, where is your wife? He said, she's there. And Sarah was hearing. He said, tell your wife, because timing is men that pronounce it. Tell your wife, by this time next year, she will conceive and bring forth a child. You know why? Sarah started laughing. You know why she laughed? If you were you, you would have laughed. You know why? Every time your husband comes to tell you, God, I just saw God. He told us to prepare. We are getting plenty of children. In fact, he changed my name today from Ibrahim to Abraham. Then you came back next time and said, Sire, I just met God. He says, you change your name from Sire to Sarah, mother of plenty children. Your husband is always coming to tell you, God said. And for 50 years, you never saw it. Is it ordinary men you just gave goat meat that are telling you by this time next year? So she had to laugh, because if God was saying it and she never saw it, it's not push men the husband brought to the house. I'm not talking to somebody here. But what Sarah didn't know is that when God says it, the timing is men that pronounce it. She didn't know that timing is men. So when God saw that there was no man to pronounce the timing for conception, they had to come like a man, drank water, ate meat, drank milk, and spoke to Sarah, by this time next year, the cry of a baby shall be heard in your house. Because perception creates your time. Perception of the man creates your season. Perception of the man creates your moment. Ladies and gentlemen, and that was the scripture I read for you. The Bible said in the book of 2 Kings, like where we read, there was famine in the land. Everybody was broke. Everybody was poor. Women were eating their children for survival. Even the king was helpless. He was looking for his own survival. And then he had women crying to him, sir, the land is bad. The condition is hard. We even came into a league to eat children. They ate my children. They are hiding their own. King, help me. And the king said, where can I help? There is no barn floor to give you flour. If God does not help, how do I help? Something is wrong here. We are finished in the mix of the scarcity, in the mix of the poverty, in the mix of the lack, in the mix of the pain. A man of God stood up, chapter number 7, verse 1. He said, hear the word of the Lord by this time tomorrow. How can you say tomorrow for a famine of 3 years? How can you say tomorrow when everybody has been suffering? How can you mention time when nobody is going to work? There has not been rain. There has not been dew. We are besieged. Sir, don't say tomorrow. Who do you think you are? Even God opened the windows of heaven. It is not possible. The man didn't know that when a man pronounces time as a man of God, he didn't know that timing and season is prophets that pronounce it. So when the man of God said tomorrow, actually, by the calendar of heaven, that day was certain. That
period was certain. It does not matter how long the famine had been. It does not matter the veracity of the scarcity. It does not matter the lack in the land. If the man of God mentioned your time, then that is your time. If the man of God mentioned your moment, then that is the moment. If the man of God mentioned your season, then that is the season. It does not matter for how long it has been. It does not matter for how long you have suffered. Can I talk to somebody here? When I was praying for tonight's meeting, God spoke to me. There are 22 of you here. I stand on this altar. Before the month of July, your life is changing. Your life is changing. Your life is changing. Don't tell me how poor you have been. Don't tell me how bad the year has been. Don't tell me about the economy of Ghana. Don't tell me about the background of your family. I came as a man. If your perception is in place, then your time has come. Then your moment has come. Then your season has come. There are 22 of you here. If I be a man of God, I don't know what qualify as a fruit for you. It can be a baby. It can be a promotion. It can be a job. It can be a car. It can be a house. It can be a visa. I don't know what fruit means to you. But ladies and gentlemen, this meeting may not be as your usual meeting. I appear to be passing, but I'm passing with somebody's time. I came with somebody's moment. I came with somebody's season. I came with somebody's calendar. The devil is a liar. I know they have laughed at you. I know they have mocked you. I know they have asked, where is your God? But watch this. After tonight, I prophesy to that fruit in your hands. They will hear your testimony. Your family will hear your testimony. Your friends will hear your testimony. Your colleague will hear your testimony. If you are the one I'm talking about, lift up your hand and shout fire. Shake your puppy and shout fire. Move your leg and shout fire. Yeah, yeah. Somebody shout, it's my season. Please be seated. Perception for season. Perception for timing. So you can be in church all your life. If your perception about the man is not in place, the Sunday you came was not a Sunday. And in fact, you never came. Am I talking to somebody here? Because you see, the devil is very strategic. That every time he wants to keep you without a moment, and keep you without a season, and keep you without a timing, he damages your perception where the man is. Are you here? Please hear me now. Are you here? Hear me now. Are you here? Now let me say this. The worst thing that can happen to a church is when Satan damaged the perception of a member towards a pastor. As long as your perception is not in place, there is nothing he can do to make you see the tangibility of God's promises and prophecies. The Bible said when Elijah spoke, a man stood up and said, it's a lie. Even if God opened the windows of heaven, it cannot be. You know what Elijah told him? You will see other people's miracle. You will hear other people's testimony, but you will not partake. Now, does that answer your question? That is why nothing has changed in your life ever since you have been coming to God. Your perception has never been in place. People see miracles. People testify. In case you are not aware, God still heals, but you have not been healed. In case you are not aware, whether you believe it or not, Prophet Addison is a called of God. That you have not felt changes does not deprive and deny his calling. Am I talking to somebody here? Oh yeah, oh yeah, oh yeah, oh yeah. It is your perception of him that determines your timing for intervention. It's very strategic. It's very key. It's very key. It's very key. So when your perception is not in place, you will hear. You won't see. Things will be happening in your church. It won't happen to you. Life will be transformed. Your own will be deformed. Everywhere and anywhere he goes, you will be hearing testimony. Your life is not a reflection of anyone. Why? Your perception of him is not in place, so your time is denied. Dr. Addison, let me talk to you. They may not understand this. When it was 400 years for Israel to come out, Moses rose up. and he killed an Egyptian. The Israelites that should appreciate Moses reported him to Pharaoh. He had to run. When they didn't perceive him when he rose, he ran to the wilderness. Extra 30 years was added to their timing. Every delay is lack of perception. Sir, can I say, you can marry next month. It's not about Addison. Even Addison had no control of what he carries. When your perception is in place, divinity flows in your direction. Perception is a spiritual awareness that guarantees the flow of divinity in your direction. When that awareness is not in place, you can't connect. You can't receive. It can't be your timing. It can't be your moment. Somebody say, here. Somebody say, here. I was graduating some young coppers. In Nigeria, they call them coppers. And I said to them, thank you, Jesus. And I said to them, no copper lives here without getting a job. I was taken to about 22 of them. No copper lives here without getting a job. All of you shall get a job. Guess what? 20 of them got a job. I mean 20. Only two. Only two. One Bola, one Emmanuel. Then Bola and Emmanuel started doing a research. They will call this one. Ah, I have gotten a job with a bank. They call another. I've gotten a bank with insurance company. I work with insurance company. They call another. I've gotten Air Force with the Nigerian Army. They call another. I've gotten an appointment with our politician. These two became surprised. Then they called me, Papa. We realize that it's only two of us of the 22 that have not gotten job. What is wrong? The same prayer by the same man of God. Why is our case different? Even me, I didn't know. Until then, I realized when I started doing my findings that when I blessed them on the altar, it was their last day in the service. They call it youth service. I don't know what you call it here. When you finish university, the government engages you for 1 year. It was their last day of the service. So when I blessed them and I went to my office, I didn't tell any of them. I didn't mention it. But because I blessed them, some of them took gifts and brought to me. Some brought me perfume. Others brought me shoe. I took record and realized that 20 of them honored me one way or the other, except those two. One way, I carefully chose to count. Okay, this person gave me a wristwatch. Really? That person gave me a shoe. Ah, the other one gave me a perfume. Ah, that one bought me singlet. See, it's not in the, as it were, quantity. It's in the positioning of your heart. Perception. Then only two of them never gave. So I called them, I said, I know what is wrong. They said, Papa, what is it? I said, of all the 22 of you I blessed, only two of you never honored me, and because I think it was the lack of perception. Guess what? One of the girls decided to fly back to Gombe State. I was in Gombe then. She said, if that is the reason I've not gotten a job, I want to come back and do what I didn't do. Somebody say, here. Somebody say, here. I want to come back and do what I didn't do. Guess what now? When she came back, she said to me, Pastor, when I was coming, God told me that the last allowance I collected from the service, I should give it as a seed. I know I needed it. I have a mother that is a widow. She has suffered and trained us. I was thinking I would just buy something and then go and thank her for helping me through the university. But while I was thinking about what you said, the Lord said to me, I should bring all, you know, just all the allowance for the last month we paid. And so she brought it. Even me, I was afraid to collect it because I know her situation. I know her case. I understand the poverty in her family. I was afraid to collect it. She said to me, Pastor, don't pity me. Bless me. Her name is Bola. I collected her last allowance. And I said, Lord, please, let me not be embarrassed. You know, there's the way you implicate a man of God, right? Even he will be begging God to save his name. Lord, let me not be embarrassed. This girl gave her last help. And then she stayed in Gombe to leave the following day. Guess what? She went to an ATM to get the transport for leaving. She ran into one of their, you know, see, when God is at work, he creates favorable coincidence. She met one of her mates, an university mate, at the ATM where she wanted to withdraw money. I said, Bola, it was both of us that applied in Zenith Bank. You remember? Have you come for interview? She said, no, I just came back to see my pastor. I saw your name. They didn't call you. She said, I was not called. Am I talking to somebody here? She said, I saw your name. Now, quickly go from here before it's too late. When she withdrew the money, she went to the bank. Guess what? She went to the bank and then she said, they saw my name. I was part of those to be interviewed. They said, you should have come yesterday. She said, I just came from a far journey. And that's why I felt I should come. They said, okay, you're very lucky. Today would have been the last day. Can I talk to somebody here? Ladies and gentlemen, she was interviewed in that bank. She read computer engineering. She was interviewed that very day. And guess what? They said, you are so good. We needed somebody in the department to just interview you. Please, can you start right away? That department is vacant right now. Can I talk to somebody here? I was waiting for her for prayers to travel. And I said, Bola, where are you? She said, Pastor, you can't believe it. As I went to the ATM, I met a friend. I went to Zenith. I was interviewed. I was not even dressed. I was interviewed. I wanted to leave. They said, I should wait. The seat is vacant. I should start work right away. That they were paying salary and they needed me to resume immediately because the crowd was too much. Pastor, I am working in the bank. Somebody say, here. Ladies and gentlemen, it would have never been her time. His perception is not in place. Sometimes you are asking God, where are you? Lord, when will my time come? When will my moment come? When will my season come? 1,000 seasons has passed. Perception didn't allow you capitalize on one. Timing had passed. Perception didn't allow you see one. And that is why today's service will be different. Please believe I have never come here before. Just perceive you have never seen me before. I want to make sure before this month ends, whatever is not of God in your life comes to an end. I just want to make sure that by the time I touch your fruit today, ladies and gentlemen, any fruit you want to touch with your hand, any fruit you want to see with your eyes, any fruit you want to enter with your leg, after today's anointing, I see you entering them. I like your amen. I see you entering them. I like your amen. I see you entering them. If your amen is louder, let me hear it like I believe. Somebody say, I hear. Somebody say, I hear. Somebody say, here. Now look up here as I make attempt to close. Where there is perception, it enables you to believe declaration. Point number one. If there is no perception, you'll be arguing declaration. If God opened the windows of heaven, it cannot be. What is pastor saying? All these men of God that are just flattering us. How can I be married this year? I don't even have a boyfriend. How can I get a job this year? Me that my graduation certificate has not even come out. You will be giving yourself reasons to doubt. The man didn't know who Elisha was. That was why he was debating the declaration. How can you say tomorrow, even if God opened the windows of heaven? When your perception is not in place, you argue declarations. When your perception is not in place, you debate declaration. And the man answered the man of God. Even if God opened the windows of heaven, how can this be? Can I say this to you? There are many of you, every service in your heart, you are answering the man of God. Let's service close, let's go. It's the thing we have been hearing it. Declarations is never believed when perception is not in place. Am I to somebody here? Now let me quickly advise you. Every time God calls a man, it is not his head he touches. Every time a man is genuinely anointed, it is not his body or head that is anointed. Don't mind that we pour the anointing on the head. The real place that is touched is his tongue. Ordination is an endowment on a man's declaration. Jeremiah, don't say you are a child. I will put my words in your mouth. I have touched your mouth with the coal of fire. So actually, the proof of a man's anointing is in the fulfillment of declaration. But you will die without seeing it if your perception for the man is not in place. If I'm talking, say I hear. If I'm talking, say I hear. Imagine that all the years you have been in Eagle's house, the pronouncement of your pastor was reflecting in your life. Some of you won't be here. No, you will not be here. Because whether you know it or not, every now and then, he's speaking, he's pronouncing, but the declaration has no effect on your life because actually your perception is not in place. And I can tell you why. Your perception has never been in place. So declarations don't bless you. Declarations don't impact you. Declarations don't change your life. Listen to this. One word from an anointed man is all you need. Somebody say here. Somebody say here. One. When declaration is declared and perception is in place, when declaration meets perception, manifestation is inevitable. When declaration meets perception. Now listen to this. Please listen to this. Sometimes you are not aware that what you should do around the man is to create an opportunity for him to say something. Always be deliberate about it. Be conscious about it. Somebody say here. Somebody say here. Now listen to this. If you come around me, Apostle Paul Odola, you are welcome. I'll tell you thank you. Thank you. How is Nigeria? Oh, good. Fine. How is the family? Oh, wonderful. Fine. When are you going back? Well, very soon, when the meeting is over. Please, when you get home, greet your family. Oh, thank you. They were here. Our discussion has ended. There's no declaration. Because there is no activity that forces my soul to speak. Many of you, a whole year will pass. Your pastor never declared on you. It's your regular you. I came to church. Oh, you are in church today. Yes, pastor. Oh, good. Greet your mother when you are gone. Oh, you came to church today. Good, good, good. Keep on. You are just good. Thank you for being in the choir. For 365 days, you didn't create an activity for your pastor to look at your eyes and make a declaration. That is why your life has never changed from year to year. Somebody's not here. Somebody's not here. Somebody's not here. Yeah. See, the Bible speaking said, when Isaac was about to die, he looked at his two children and discovered that he preferred one to another, and his name was Esau. He said, Esau, you are my first son. There is something that has made me, and I want to give it to you. Don't eye my property. They are perishable, they are finishable, they are destructible. I want to transfer something to you, but as much as I love you, if you don't create an activity by the function of perception, I can't say it. Therefore, take your bow and arrow. Go and get me something I will like. Then my soul will make a pronouncement. Sir, the man loved Isaac so much to know that any word that comes and is not a function of perception is a useless word. Somebody say here. Somebody say here. Watch this. My second son is reading computer engineering. He has not even gone very far. He is creating his own personal app. He's already beginning to work for people. He's so intelligent that before he got to the university, he was already good in computer. So the first money they gave him, I am his father. I am paying their school fees. The first work he did, he came to me and said, Daddy, I said, yes. He said, you can't believe it. It was like a joke. I was able to fix their computer's issues. And they just gave me this little money. I thought of buying a recharge card. I thought of adding it up and getting a better phone for myself. But I realized that I see you as I grow up praying for people. I want you to pray for me. Now watch this. I said, no, Shekinah, I have been praying for you all the time. He said, that prayer has no effect because nothing has left me. Are you here? Are you here? Don't deceive yourself. So much activity around the man without an act of honor will not bring declaration. That is why your life has not been changed. Now, let me give you an example. I'm taking my time to teach you this because now you will know why you are the way you are. If you meet your pastor And you say, Pastor, good evening, sir. How are you, sir? And you say, fine. And then he will tell you, the Lord bless you. And you will say, amen. You see that God bless you? It's a useless word. It has no effect. Oh, how are you today? It is well with you. You will say, amen. That word is a useless one. Then watch. Get a perfume for him and add a singlet. Papa, I want to see you, sir. I just want to see you, sir. And they say, okay, see me in the office. And then you show up. You say, sir, I just got a perfume for you. And I'm sure you will like this singlet. Then watch the pronouncement. It will be different from the, how are you? There is a word from the head. There is a word from the soul. There is a word from the head. Every pastor must be nice. We have to make you feel comfortable. Hello, how are you? Your dress looks good. You look fine today. Now, useless talk. It won't change your life. I'm the one telling you this. Oh, how are you? You look so good. I'm expecting your testimony. You say, Papa, it will soon come. It's a useless talk. We are just doing our pastoral niceness. The day you bring oil and break it at Jesus' feet, then you will hear certain words. Then you will hear certain pronouncements. Then you will hear what we call declaration. All this, I want to see you. All this, most of my sons know. Don't seek for attention when you are not committed to provision by honor. Both of you are wasting your time. Papa, I want to see you. Papa, I want to see you. You will see him. He will see you. You won't see anything. Stop wasting your time. I'm the one telling you this. Don't go and see him if you are not prepared to see him. Don't. Don't. No, I want to just see you. There's a problem in the family. I want to see you. By the time you see him, you will hear advice you can't follow. Am I telling you here? You will hear advice you can't follow. Papa, there's an issue in the house. I just have to come and tell you. These are the issues, these are the issues, these are the issues. But you know, I can't see you without just coming. I just thought I have nothing much, but I just have to get you this recharge card. Then from advice, you will hear a word from his soul. From advice, you will hear instruction and declaration from his soul. Because you see, there are two personalities in every man of God. There is the man, there is the God. Both of them together is meant to be the man of God. Every time you relate with the man, you are relating with his weakness. You are relating with his frailties. You are relating with his shortcomings. You are relating with his humanity. But when you relate with him, with perception, the God comes out of the man. When God comes out of the man, sir, nobody meets God and remains the same. Nobody. Every birthday, my wife buys me a gift. And then somebody says to her, but your husband is so blessed. Why are you giving him? She said, no, I'm not giving him out of love. I discovered that every time I give him a gift, I realize that my life personally changes. Because you see, he tells me he loves me, whether I give him a gift or not. He tells me he appreciates me, whether I give him a gift or not. But every time I tell him, your birthday has come, this is my little seed for you, I hear a word that has no feeling of love, but power. Somebody say honor. Somebody say honor. So you will doubt declarations. You will be doubting and replying declarations if you don't understand perception. No declaration will make any meaning from your life if you don't understand perception. And where there is perception, check it in the scriptures. There is always an activity of honor. As you plan your month, I want to give to God. I want to pay my tithe. I want to pay my vow. But there is a man that is the God you have seen. There is a man that sweats over your life. There is a man that makes pronouncement over you. Create an opportunity to do an activity of honor. I'm having speak over your life. And friends, when he speaks over your life, there is a God that confirmed the words of his servant and performed the counsel of his messenger. There is a God that brings the words of a man to pass. Because when men speak in the place of God, when there is honor, they speak not as oracles, they speak as evidence of the representation of divinity. They speak not as orators, they speak as oracles. If any man speak, let him speak as an oracle of God. Sir, if you don't create a shrine, there's no oracle speaking. If you don't create a shrine, there is no oracle speaking. I went to Abuja to start church, and of course you know that when you are starting church for a while, take this out of here. If I'm blessing you, say I hear. I can hear. If I'm blessing you, say I hear. If I'm blessing you, say I hear. I went to Abuja to start church, and of course, you know, when you are starting church, there are a lot of things you do as the head pastor yourself. You know, we bought the land practically. I bought it with my money, about $100 million. That should be about how much is that? That's about $200,000 US. You know, and then we began to build. I ordered equipment from abroad just to make sure that I give the church the kind of atmosphere that befits my personality. And then every now and then, they were just busy giving their offerings and giving their tithe. And I was telling them, God sent me to pastor the richest church. God sent me to raise men from poverty to dignity and prosperity. And everybody was shouting amen. 1 year after, I said, it's our 1 year anniversary. Any man that God has blessed with his strange money in 1 year of my being a pastor, come out here. Out of close to about, let me just not mention the number. If you check my pictures, you see them. Out of about 500 membership, only one man came out. His name is Pastor Obonna. He's my current resident pastor. He said, since I came to this church, the kind of money that is entering my account, even me, I'm afraid. I have been so blessed. My wife can testify. My friends can testify. And friends, by the time I found out, in 1 year of pastoring, everybody gave tithe and offering to God. Pastor Obonna was the only person that came to me one of the days, said, Pastor, I've been going to churches, my friend. I have never seen a man that has blessed my life with words like this. I just got a little pay today and I felt I should honor you. As he said that, I said, come to the altar. In the whole of the 6 months of pastoring, nobody has given me anything personally. They think I have money. Oh, Apostle Paul Odola has money. Oh, my pastor is a rich man. Can't you see his car? Can't you see his dress? Did you see his shoe? Have you felt his perfume? My pastor is blessed. My pastor is everywhere. They are hailing me and dying in poverty. Somebody say, here. Please stay with me in 5 minutes. I want to help your life. Only him. When he stretched his hands, I said, no, I'm not praying for you in my office. Meet me in the altar. In my 6 month of being a pastor here in Abuja, you are the first person as a member that is coming to honor me. I took him to the altar and I said, all the sweat of 6 month preaching, may God give you an opportunity you will not sweat for. It was a simple prayer. He said, amen. On the day of our 1 year anniversary, as I look around the church, he's the richest, the most blessed. Why? If you don't understand perception, declaration will be void and null in your life. That is why, give me a little volume. That is why you are not better. You shall be great. Amen. You will live long. Amen. You shall not be sick. Amen. If you don't find the moment out of your understanding or perception to communicate to him, sir, those words won't find the expression in your life. And so Philippians chapter 4 verse number 19, Paul stood up and said, of all churches, none of you communicated to me in giving and receiving. To me, none of you gave to my necessity. I know you paid your tithe. I know you contributed to the building of the church. But none of you gave to me except the Philippians church. And therefore, my God shall supply all your need according to his riches in glory. Not our God, my God. Perception. perception for season. Your season will never come if you don't understand perception. So the lack of perception is the reason why you argue declaration. The lack of perception is the reason why you can't carry out an instruction. I close with that. The lack of perception is the reason why you can't carry out an instruction. The lack of perception is the reason why you can't take an action. Every time your perception is not in place, you'll be arguing instruction. You know why? Because your perception is not in place. Let me say this to you. Of all profession, a pastor is the least believed. Of all profession, a pastor is the least believed. You will go to school and hear your teacher because you want to graduate with a certificate. Whatever he tells you is what you believe, and that is what you write in your exam. And you leave school practicing what you are taught. If you appear before a doctor, the perception that he's a doctor, you surrender your dignity and humanity to him. You are the same girl that tie up from your hair to your toe. Just knowing he's a doctor, he tells you, I'm a gynecologist. Can you undress? He's not your husband. He's not your brother. He's not your relation. Knowing that he is the breast you are hiding from all of us, you bring it out. Am I to somebody here? Am I to somebody here? Let me tell you a very funny story. I'm checking my time. I'll be done by 9. When we were trying to have our first baby, most of the doctors in Gombe were members of our church. And then my wife said, honestly, if labor comes, I don't want to go to that hospital. I said, but they have the best. He said, I don't want any member to see me. I'm their mama. Am I to somebody here? Labor can be crazy. When labor happened in the night, we drove her to the hospital. I said, mama, Pastor Chris is on duty, so who cares? Am I to somebody here? We entered the hospital. They are all my children that honored us so greatly, but they were the doctors and nurses on duty. This is how they roll mama. And then guess what? It's very crazy. Dr. Christian was the one on duty. So I came, I said, Dr. Christian, are you the one on duty? Yes. Are you the one seeing mama? He said, yes, Pastor, is there any problem? Somebody say, here. When your perception is in place, you don't argue instruction. Dr. Christian received the label. And then when I went to carry them from the hospital, I said, mama. She says, Dr. Christian that received it. I said, how are you feeling? He said, who cares? I wanted the baby out. Say, I hear. The reason for your argument is because your perception is not in place. Any other instruction from any other person is carried out very cheaply, very, very quickly. Even to the point of opening you up in an operation, sir. You lie down. But when it comes to your pastor, then the devil messes up your mind. Gives you reasons why you shouldn't follow instruction. Gives you reason why you should disobey instruction. And you are not aware that every time perception is in place, your commitment to instruction is the reason for manifestation. Somebody say, here. Somebody say, here. Somebody say, here. That is what changes people. Because you see, and let me say this now. I'm conscious of my time, please. I want to help all of you. Most often, in the place of perception, instructions don't make sense. It doesn't, sir. Hail Mary, who art thou? I'm an angel sent from God. Thou shalt conceive and bring forth a child. She said, I know no man. He said, it doesn't matter. Sometimes the instructions don't make sense. Our axe fell here. Take a dry stick and put it there. It don't, because the ways of God are not your ways. And so when your perception is in place, even when you can't fathom it, even when you can't analyze it, even when it goes against natural law, knowing that it's a man of God is enough for action. Somebody say, here. Somebody say, here. Somebody say, here. Because when perception is not in place, you argue declaration. You argue instruction. And above all, you find it difficult in action. When perception is in place, no action is restricted. You just move. You just move. You just move. The first year of our church in Gombe State, I saw that we had poor members. Let me close with this testimony. Our members were so poor. Sometimes when I'm coming to church, you can't find any car outside except my own. I said, what kind of members is this? And then by the second year, I thought it would improve. I saw a lot of bicycles and machines. I was looking like a pastor over farmers. So I became very concerned. And I say, Lord, no. I can't be preaching the preaching of dominion and then members are looking like this. What do I do? And the Lord said to me, say to all the church, to take each and every denomination of the Nigerian currency, they should look for it, and by coming next Sunday, let every currency be represented. And then I said to my elders, all of you come here. I want what God told me to start with you all. I had 12 elders, my first church. And guess what? Members did it. 10 elders did it. 10. Then there are these two elders from the same part of Nigeria with the same tribe. That tribe, if you have them in church, you have trouble. They hardly believe anything. I didn't even know why I made them elders in the first place. That year, people of God, God is my witness, members broke through like breaking forth. Young boys were finding jobs. They were finding contracts. People were executing ideas. My church exploded. I mean, everybody was blessed. And then 10 of my elders, I was dedicating their cars. I was dedicating their house. But these two, their life was not changing. So I called them. I said, I don't want to mention their name. They will hear me. Somebody's out here. I said, what is happening to you? Your life is not changing. This suit I saw when we started church, you are still bringing it to service. Did you obey me when I asked for all denomination? He said, Pastor, if God wants to bless me, does he need all denomination? I said, okay. I believe what you said, but I just told myself, if God is God and he wants to bless me, does he need all denomination? I say, you can go. People of God, I stand on the altar of the Most High God. I have pastored a church 22 years in Gombe. He is the poorest of the poorest of the poor. Still an elder. One of the days he came to me and said, Pastor, my children are grown. You all dedicated them in this church. Onome is 21. This one is 18. They have gotten admission. And the school fee seems to be low high. I see you helping other people's children, so I brought them so that you can help them. And I said to him, I say, Elder, I say yes. I say, it's the money people gave me that I'm giving others. When you bring your own, we'll support your children. Somebody's out here. I don't manufacture money. The money you see me giving others is people that give me. When you bring your own, we'll help your children. Say I hear. The reason why you see, you don't partake. You hear, you don't experience. Like that man that questioned the prophet. You have never by honor understand declaration, instruction, and action. Stand on your feet. That is my name. Say, my life changes now. I can't hear you. Say, my life changes now. Please get me an oil. I'm going to touch you with oil, right? Please leave the oil until daybreak. Just leave it on your head. Now look at my eyes. In the next 40 days, in the name of the God I serve and before whom I stand, may your testimony shake this church.
Amen.
Somebody just miss an amen. May your testimony shake this church.
Amen.
Somebody just miss an amen. May your testimony shake this church.
Amen.
Somebody just miss an amen. May your testimony shake this church.
Amen.
I speak to somebody here in the name of the God I serve. Before December, your wedding will be the greatest that this church has witnessed. Can I speak to somebody here? Before the end of this year, the next call you call will be from the country you have desired to go.
Amen.
I speak to somebody in the name of the God I serve. That job that you have been believing for, that you have been hoping for, that you have been trusting for. If I be a man of God, in the next 3 months, I speak in timing. I speak in season. I speak intervention. In the next 3 months, may that testimony be your portion.
Amen.
May that testimony be your portion. Can I prophesy to somebody here? I know you are coming from a poor family. I know you are coming from a broke family. I know nobody does well in your father's house. I stand on this altar and I speak to you. Where nobody has come in your family, your legs will get there. What nobody has built in your family, your hands will build it. The money nobody has taught in your family, your hands will carry it. I prophesy to one person here, in the next 40 days, we will see your name on the newspaper. We shall watch you on the television. Not by might, not by power, but by the Spirit of the living God. I am looking for a believer here. He that cometh to God must believe that he is, and is a rewarder of them that diligently seek him. I prophesy to 22 of you here. Le barakato, emanaka barakato, ele banakata rabada. I know things have been difficult. I know things have been hard. I know you have been struggling. I know you have been begging. There is time to declare, in the name of the God I serve, 40 days from today, may your testimony be the message that Sunday. May your testimony be the message that Sunday. I just heard in my ear, 12 days from now, there is somebody here, you will walk into a financial breakthrough. You will walk into a financial breakthrough. There is somebody here, a connection is coming for you in 3 days. I prophesy to a man and a woman, a boy and a girl, under the sound of my voice, may a phone call change your life. Somebody carry your phone in your hands. Carry it. I hear a call. I hear a text. Wherever you are, yes, by the anointing that is upon my life, yes, whoever has forgotten you, yes, they will remember you. Yes, that interview you went for, yes, they will send for you. Yes, I declare that an alert is coming to somebody's phone. Yes, that alert will change your finances. Yes, that alert will change your account. Yes, that alert will change your status. Yes, if I be a man of God, yes, I speak as an oracle of God. Yes, your life changes now. Yes, voice. Hey. I feel it here. Hey. As I'm talking to you, I feel it. Hey. I am looking for a believer. Hey. There are three of you here. The hand of God is coming upon your life. The power of God is coming upon your life. The anointing is coming upon your life. Your season comes now. 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 Who declares a thing and it comes to pass? Who declares a thing and it comes to pass? Who declares a thing and it comes to pass? Who declares a thing and it comes to pass? If I be an oracle of God, I declare, receive your testimony. Receive your testimony. Receive your testimony. Receive your testimony. Your day has come. Your moment has come. Your season has come. Somebody shout, yeah. Somebody shout, yeah. Somebody shout, yeah. Somebody shout, yeah. I prophesy, if I be a man of God. The day of your waiting is over. The day of your waiting is over. The day of your waiting is over. Somebody lift up your hand and shout fire. Shake your body and shout fire. Move your leg and shout fire. Somebody shout, I receive. I feel it. One moment. I feel it. Something is happening. I feel it. Napados. Enabara. Enata. Natabos. Ebanat. Ekapa. Elabadash. I feel it. Mekabash, Lebaraka, Ekabada, Jesus, let your amen scare the devil out of your life. If your amen is the loudest, receive that declaration. If your amen is the loudest, receive that manifestation. Every sickness that is not of God dies in your body. As I touch you with the oil, and you eat of that fruit, Kabata. Yes. Us as be sensitive. As I'm making pronouncement, things are breaking. As I'm making pronouncement, things are shifting. Please be in the realm of the spirit. Don't mind your neighbor, just concentrate. You may be the one God sent me to. I prophesy to somebody here. Every strange atmosphere that is frustrating your life, in the name of Jesus, I command it to shift away. I command it to shift away. I command it to shift away. Every promises that has been made to you that is hanging in the air, I stand today by the authority of tonight. I command that promise to be fulfilled. I like that amen. I command that promise to be fulfilled. I like that amen. I command that promise to be fulfilled. Give me that amen 8 times.
Amen.
Amen. June.
Amen.
July.
Amen.
August.
Amen.
September.
Amen.
October.
Amen.
November.
Amen.
For the Lord. Father, we thank you. It's my time.
The
believe you have been blessed by this message, kindly contact us on telephone numbers +233 244 694 299 or 0247 641 502. Our email address is samprofnk@yahoo.com. That is samprofnk@yahoo.com. Our Facebook handle is www.facebook.com/Samuel Addison, Twitter @ProfSamAddison, or visit our website www.ProfetSamuelAddison.org. Visit www.Amazon.com to purchase these books by Prophet Samuel Addison. Keep the fire burning. Tell no one. Your secret is your power. Discovering the secret to the top. Why do you need power? Dealing with success killers and many more. You can also get copies of these books from any bookshop near you. God richly bless you.